Rafa, you work all week and then you concede a goal after 3 minutes. It must be soul-destroying, is it?
Yeah, we have been talking about the hard work that they were doing during the week, and we had the belief that we could do well, and starting the game with a massive mistake and then give them the hope that they could control the game was for us was really disappointed. And then I think that we have to improve these things. The away form is not the best. We knew that it could be a game, a difficult game, but starting the game in this way, we lost a lot of confidence. And then the first half was the performance of the team was terrible. I didn't like anything. The second half much better, but we have to wait to lose the game and then start reacting. So that's something that we have to change.
You made a couple of changes. I mean, I think Mitrovic always looked like he might come back into the side, but to bring Ayoze back in for Cech, was that to be more on the front foot? Was that to be more constructive?
Yeah, you know that Cech, he played 45 minutes the other day and still is not at his level. So we thought 1 week, maybe it will be a little bit better, but we wanted to play with players with more quality, with more more dynamic players, and thinking about to score goals and to be more offensive at the same time, that keep the balance. But 3 minutes in the game and then everything changed. So then you cannot, maybe Cech could help to control a little bit in the middle, but we were losing, and we were losing players with injuries. So too many problems for a team that is at the bottom of the table. Still, with these problems, we have to show more character. We have to show more everything, intensity, passion, from the beginning. And we did it in the second half. And why we have to wait until the second half is always my question. And then we have to change this in the games away. The only thing that we can think as a positive is this reaction. And we will play 4 games at home. So I think the fans, they will realise that we need them to support the team. At the end of the season, they can analyse what's going on. But now it's time to criticise what we have done badly and to concentrate in the next game, in the positives, and try to give the players, push the players in terms of they have to do better, they have to do a little bit more. And also give them some confidence, because it depends on them in the end. It depends on us. It depends on the fans, if they support and they can give the players a little bit of lift for the next 4 games at home.
As you say, I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but again, for the second week running, you were better second half, but you're already behind in the game then. Is it, you know, it's almost as if you feel, okay, it's all right being it, you know, doing it while you're in the second half, but it's when you're behind.
Yeah, I think, it's, as I said before, maybe it's a mental problem. We started the game thinking we can, and then we concede the goal. We concede the second goal and say, listen, now nothing to lose, and we will start playing. So I think that we have to do it from the beginning. That was our idea when we were preparing the game. So start with the concentration and focus really high, trying to avoid these mistakes. We did it again. So the reason why we are where we are is because this team is inconsistent in terms of of these things when you play away. So we have to improve this. How? Hopefully we can find a solution for the next away game, but now we have to give the team confidence to play at home, and we need again the fans behind the team, and we'll try to push them in training sessions, and hopefully they can show the level that they have and the level that they show in the second half from the beginning at home against Swansea.
You touched upon it there, but 4 of your last 6 games are away from are at home. It's going to be that's going to be the key to staying up. If you stay up or you don't stay up, it'll be down to what you do in those 4 home games.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they're crucial for us. Again, I would say that the away form is not the best. That is obvious. And you can see that the team plays with too much anxiety. And we need to improve at home. We need to get the result at home. And then hopefully everything will change and we'll have this belief that we can keep pushing and keep fighting.